Have you ever used the word croaker bag or croaker sack or burlap bag?
Well, a croaker is somewhat different from one like you put feed up in.
Oh, it is. Oh, that's right. It's looser, isn't it? Looser woven?
Yes, it's got little cracks in it.
Uh-huh.
Fine holes, kind of like sifter.
Uh-huh. And what do you call that one?
We call them croaker bags, and the other we...
And the other one's a homespun sack.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, what do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that big, and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Well, we call... just depends on what size it is. We call some of them just a harp.
Okay. And let's see, what do you call a musical instrument that's made out of metal, and it's shaped kind of like this, and you hold it against your teeth and pick it like that?
Well, that's what we call juice harp.
Okay. What do you call supports that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? You might put a board between two of these things and then saw the board.
Well, that is what we call a vise.
Okay. And let's see, what's a thing made out of wood that's, I don't know if that's a good picture or not, but it's shaped like that.
Four legs to it. Well, yeah. We call those workbenches.
Okay. Would you ever call it, well, now suppose it doesn't have much working space on top. Suppose it has a board that's like this on top, and it's got legs coming down like that on either end. What would you call that?
Still call it a workbench.
A workbench?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, how about a thing that's shaped like, it's got two X's like that, and you put a piece of firewood in there and saw it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Do you all use them around here?
Once in a while.
Do you have a name for it?
Yes, ma'am. That's what we call a wood rack.
A wood rack. Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one child sits on the other, and it goes up and down like this?
We seesaw.
Okay. And how about a thing, I don't know exactly how this one's made, but it's homemade, and a child can get on and spin around and around and around like that.
We call them merry-go-round.
Okay. Did you ever make one?
Yes.
Well, would you ever call it anything besides a merry-go-round?
That's about all the name I know for that.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives with?
Well, a rock.
Okay. Let's see. If you had too many people spending the night at your house, what would you call a bed made up on the floor?
Well, we call that a pallet.
Okay. Would you name several kinds of roads for me, depending on what they're made out of? Like what is this out here?
Well, we have...
Yeah, excuse me, but...
Date roads.
Would you move your hand, because I'm afraid, you know, if you cover it up any at all, it may not record too well.
We have just plain date roads, what we call county roads, and then paved roads like that out there. Shell roads.
Okay.
And sometimes we, in the hills around, we have clay roads.
Okay. What do you call a paved road that has a light-colored surface on it? What's that made out of? Do you know?
Light-colored surface? Why? We call that a pavement.
That's okay. I want to know what he'd say. And let's see, what do you call a paved road that has a black surface on it?
Asphalt.
Okay. And let's see, what do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a